Item number 10 is from the Director of the Department of Family Care, submitting informational reports on the income statement of family care management organizations under family care, sent to Health and Human Needs, which took no action on this. This is informational, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, County Board Supervisors. My name is Maria Ledger. I'm the Director of the Department of Family Care. With me is Jim Hodson, our Chief Financial Officer. And we have before you the income statement for the Department of Family Care for January through September 30th of this year. Mr. Hodson can speak to the details of the actual income statement.
Mr. Hodson.
Good morning, Chairman and County Board Supervisors. What you have is our first 9 months worth of operation. We had $206 million in revenues, serving on average 7,943 people. We to date have a $392,000 deficit, which is better than anticipated, seeing how we had brought to the board's attention last fall. We were receiving our capitation rate reduction, and we've made changes to our operations to try to get our budget back, our operations back in balance. One note, there's a footnote here. It says note one. There is the potential to receive some additional revenue. Our estimates right now are about $795,000. It's for changes in the functional screen based on members' acuity or level of intensity. And none of that revenue has been recorded until we can confirm the numbers with the state. So until we receive a file and are able to, we've kind of have taken a very conservative approach to our recording of our revenues. Things seem to change weekly with the Department of Health Services. I don't know if there's any questions.
Any comments, questions? Supervisor Jason.
I did listen to your testimony yesterday in Health and Human Needs, and is it correct the deficit is from the operation of Racine?
Chairman, Supervisor Jerzyk, the report you have before you is a consolidated report. Racine has a loss right now of $48,806 of the $392,000. We have identified some areas that we've targeted to shore that up. We found one area, particularly one provider that we'll be meeting with, where it's probably accounting for about 30% of our loss in that area. So we're gonna be meeting with them next week. It's a payment issue. So
you say it's a consolidated report. Is there any place where you separate consolidations so we can compare both Milwaukee and Racine?
We have records where we could provide that.
That's not here.
This was a summary total, yes.
For my purposes, I'd like to see that breakout. I think we need to be aware of that.
Sure. So,
thank you, Mr. Chair.
This is informational item. Item number 11.